Violinist Joshua Bell returns to music that touched his soul when he was very young. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, it was music worth violating curfew for at summer camp.
When he was only 10 or 11 years old, Joshua Bell came upon the Heifetz recording of Henryk Wieniawski's Second Violin Concerto.
I used to sit underneath the covers at summer camp where the lights were supposed to be out, and I would listen with my headphones and my tape player. And I remember around this time getting goosebumps for music for the first time. I think it was through the Wieniawski.
Although maybe not a household name today, Wieniawski was one of the most famous violinists of the 19th century. Born in 1835, he graduated from the Paris Conservatory when he was 11. At 13, he began a concert career that took him all over Europe and the U.S. Called the greatest violinist of his time by Anton Rubinstein, Wieniawski was being compared to Paganini by the time he was 19.
Wieniawski was a great violinist, so he writes in a way, he's able to exploit the instrument in a way that really helps on the musical side. He knows what the violin can do.
Both in terms of virtuosity and lush romantic sound.
Some incredibly beautiful parts. I mean, the slow movement, the romance, is not a long piece, it's just a perfect little jam in the middle.
Wieniawski played the premiere of his second violin concerto on November 27, 1862, in St. Petersburg, with Anton Rubinstein conducting. Yasha Heifetz championed the work in the 20th century, inspiring a new generation.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.